intro, okay?
I'll do my best.
Here you go.
Good evening.
You're on, too.
Welcome to Enter the Light. One of your co-hosts, Delamonte, and joining me are Lynn Bleasdale, Lori Connell, and Jan Drake Bakke. We're here to answer any questions that you might have or offer any spiritual counseling you might need. So please call in with your questions for your free readings. Welcome, ladies.
Thanks.
Hey, Sue. Hi, everyone.
Hi. This is it's great to see you, or hear you all and be with everybody, eh?
Yeah.
We were going to just go in the order of anything Lori's got to say, I think, first.
What?
Lori. Hello, Lori. Earth to Lori. How's that moon phase going for us?
Somebody cut out. Repeat what you just said.
Oh, I said, how's that moon? We had that new moon going and was freaking everybody's emotions out. How's it going now?
Oh, it did really affect me. Right now, tonight is the meteor shower, so you want to go outside and check that out. It's best to check it out and when the sky's the darkest. These are also called falling stars. To get more information about meteor showers, you can go to the American Meteor Society, earthsky.org, or timeanddate.com. And also coming up in this month on the 21st is the full lunar eclipse. I went to the library yesterday to find out if they had the eyewear. Well, they didn't, but a lot of libraries and other places are offering these eyewear. It's very important to wear protective eyewear. Do not look directly into the sun. It could damage the retina in your eyes. If you don't have the eyewear, there's a homemade thing you can make with a piece of paper and a pinhole. I think some people did it back in school days. Or you can wear, if you have a welder's mask or wear welder's goggles, to wear those. Very, very important. Do not look into the sun on these days. But other than that, I'll go ahead and turn it over to Jan or Lynn.
All right.
Well, thank you, Lori. That was really interesting because I know this eclipse is coming up and I get a little bit nervous about eclipse only because they are really intense, but they can be so amazing. They are amazing. And I do get very affected by them, however, just me. I'm just real sensitive to it. So I'm glad you told us about that because we want to be careful about our eyes. And so thanks. And so I'm just going to go ahead and I have two little poems. I thought I'd just go ahead and share them. Actually, I have three. I don't know if you want to hear it. Maybe I should share the last one later. And so this one's called Positive Affirmation Poem. It goes, let the light shine from your soul and body. You are a masterpiece of God's divine artwork. You are a treasure. Let the light radiate out from your eyes, your smile, your heart. You are the brilliant colors and design from God's eternal creation. You are beyond measure. And that's that poem.
Lovely.
And
very
thank
nice.
Thank you. Thanks. And then I just have a real small one here. It's called With Peace. And it goes, touch a rainbow with our friends and our loved ones. Let the colors shine on them with peace. Let the differences be less and the similarities increase. And that's that one.
Oh,
so
beautiful, Jen.
Thank you. And I can just, you know, I have a little short one for the end maybe later on or something if we feel like it.
We will make time. We'll make that time.
Okay.
I'll keep track of the time, and I'll let you know. It's time to read your poem at the end, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Sue, did you have anything special you'd like to say?
Yes, I do, Lynn. I want to share a little bit of a personal experience that could possibly help a lot of our listeners. With all the powerful awesomeness that the universe is offering us lately, during the full moon, I've been holding on to a lot of anger and resentment for many, many years. I wrote a letter, ended up being 6 pages long, to the person that helped with this, took it out during the full moon and burned it and released it. And it has been such a weight off my shoulders since I did that. And for any of you listening, with all the power that the universe is giving us, if you have something negative that you're trying to get rid of, write it down, take it outside, burn it, and just release it to the universe. The universe, God, angels, everything is so much better equipped to deal with all of that than we are, and it'll help you so much.
I love that, Sue. That's great.
That sounds incredible, mm-hmm. Sue. I love that, too.
Thank you.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like taking out the existential garbage, and it must be done. And sometimes that garbage is backed up for years, but it can be done. It's never, ever too late, right?
That's right.
A test. Yeah, that's probably just the first step for you, too.
Yes, it
you
is.
Yeah.
It's a work in progress, but it's so worth it.
Well, we're all watching this healing journey you're on. It's fabulous. We're all cheering for you, kid.
Thank you.
So what do you guys say we bring, if Jan doesn't mind bringing in our first caller, I think we're looking at
sure.
Area code 256.
256. All right, here we go. Here we go.
Hello,
256. Hi, welcome to Enter the Light. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. And what's your name, and do you have a question for us?
Yes, my name is Kimberly, and uh-huh. I'm calling from Georgia.
Cool.
And my question is just what spirit wants to tell me right now, looking at the next 3 to 6 months of my life?
Okay. That sounds like a... That's a nice question, and I'm just going to see what animal is coming through for you right now. And what it looks like to me is I see a elongated body, and it's really going quickly, fast through the air. So and also it looks like it's near the water. So there's a lot of speed with this, and so let me see. It's looking like a swan to me, but it feels like it's moving really fast. I mean, it looks like it's moving really fast. So the motion of it is just—it's so intense. things must be moving along. So let's check that out and see what it says. Wow, that was really going fast there. Let's see. Are you moving fast in your life right now? Do you feel like there's movement happening? It feels like that's what it's looking like to me. Around
I,
like things are moving around you.
Moving.
You may not be. What's that?
I said I don't know about fast movement.
Okay. It looks like to me there's the swan is right there, but there's movement going around you that's moving kind of fast. And so what the swan says here is no matter what is happening in your life right now, do whatever it takes to keep your faith strong, and it's important to accept your life circumstances and surrender to the will of spirit, trusting that all will work out.
Okay.
And you will soon find clarity and purpose in the confusion, if there is confusion that you may be experiencing. If you have to deal with a variety of business or social situations, try to be more confident in these. and know that all everything will work out for the best. And you're ready emotionally and spiritually for your soulmate and want to manifest this person. And you exude a sense of calm and gracefulness and very much at ease with yourself and others, which makes sense because what it looked like to me is that the energy around you was moving fast, but you are like going along. You're sort of gliding, and that's what they do. That's what the swan does. It glides through the waters of change easily and effortlessly, so that's really nice. And you're also highly intuitive. So it's a nice animal to have around you. It says really nice things going on.
Okay.
So and it also says you're very powerful physically and spiritually and are highly protective towards your loved ones. I'm going to leave that with you and let Sue or Lynn or Lori take over.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Lori, how are you doing there? Do you have anything for Kimberly?
I do. I pulled a card for you, Kimberly, and this card says world energy. So it's saying pretty much what Jan just said about the energy. And the flowers on this card are purple, so they are spiritually related. And this card says, the earth is going through a transition of energy, and your sensitive body is feeling it. You're not alone. Accept the help from others. So I think this message and what Jan said fits perfect together, and that's what I got. So I'll pass it over to Sue.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Kimberly. This is Sue.
Hi.
I'm getting that you have some decisions that you're trying to make right now, but you're on the fence with them. You need to be more clear of what it is that you want.
Okay.
And your prayers are being answered. They're being heard and they're being answered, but you have to be more kind and gentle with yourself right now. Don't be so hard on yourself. If things aren't going exactly how you thought they should be going, and try to remove the negativity out of your life right now. Surround yourself with positive, gentle, caring people. That everything is moving exactly how it's supposed to, and it will move faster if you're more clear. If it's a new job you're looking for, be more specific. But it's your prayers are heard, hon, and they are being answered. Just don't be so hard on yourself. Be gentle.
Okay.
Be more gentle, more kind to yourself. Forgive yourself when you think, oh, my gosh, how could I have done that? I'm so stupid. Don't think that way. It's a learning lesson. That's all it is. Life is a big lesson. We learn and we move on. See, okay,
right.
I learned from that. I'm not going to do it again. So don't be so hard on yourself. Don't beat yourself up so much. And take advantage of all the energy that's coming through, like the other lady said, with everything that's going on in the universe, soak up all that energy and use it to your advantage.
Okay.
All right, and that's what I have for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Lynn?
I'm here. Hi, Kimberly. The first thing I got for you was the image of a teddy bear. And I don't know if it's a teddy bear in reality or the name Teddy that's coming through, but the little dude is holding a
teddy
bear. I'm sorry, huh?
I'm
sure can. What?
What?
Are you?
I'm
holding
a teddy
bear right now?
Yep.
Well, there you go.
Awesome.
Okay. Well, kind of love that one. Also, the sign of Aries and the number 13 comes through for you. And then I get the image of a nicely wrapped gift box with a big bow on it. And it says here, open this gift to yourself of yourself. If you haven't opened the gift of your own talents, your own treasures, your own capacities, it says do it. Don't wait any longer. Use the gifts you've been given. That's what you've been given them for, is to, you know, go back to Source, the Great Spirit, and say, hey, I used everything you gave me. So they want you to just, you know, don't linger. Just get on with it. And you're very talented, so just use those gifts. And that's what I have for you, Kimberly.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're very welcome, and we thank you so much for calling in. That's just lovely. So, thanks, Kimberly. Okay, so Jen, we're going to move on to area code 336, please.
Here we go. Hi. 336, are you there? Hi. Welcome
to
the show.
Yes, hi. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
And what's your name?
My name is Dale.
Dale, uh-huh.
D-E-L, Dale.
Oh, hey. Dale, oh, okay.
Yeah, D like in Delaware, E-L, Dale.
Okay. Where are you from?
I'm from North Carolina. Can you hear me?
You sure can. And do you have a question for us?
Yes, I'm calling about spiritual love mate, soulmate. Been praying and meditating, and I met a nice man not too long ago on a trip, and we've been communicating. Our spirits really connect, but I wasn't physical attracted to him at first, but the spirit is really, you know, we really connect through the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
I don't know if he's the one, or is somebody else maybe coming up, or, you know, whatever y'all ladies pick up tonight, you know, I appreciate it.
Well, the first thing that I'm getting is I'm seeing some, the color is coming through, and it's pink and orange and red.
Mm-hmm.
So these are lovely colors for love and for inspiration and passion. And so but the animal, they're just really nice colors. I felt really a lot of warmth here when you were talking. But I'm seeing a horse here for you. So and horse is a lovely animal.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see, horse has to do with traveling and finding and being really independent also. So it's a really neat animal as far as so many things like that. And it says you're about to embark on an unexpected adventure and will have to move very quickly once it's initiated. And it's a time to free yourself from those physically and emotionally constricting aspects of your life. And you're much more powerful than you think you are. And horse has like warrior energy, but it's balanced with sensitivity, patience, and compassion. And horse also represents working with your family, friends, and community. So all those things may not seem like anything, but later, they may to you right now, but they may seem a little more important later on too.
Right.
And if you're getting the urge to travel, explore new territories, don't have doubts about it. Just go ahead and do it. That's what horse,
mm-hmm.
horse loves to do that. And they're very loyal to others once they've earned their trust, and they're natural born leaders also.
Mm-hmm.
But they will buck sometimes when somebody tries to get in their way.
Right.
So, but I forgot what the question was for you, but I was feeling like a timing. I think you were asking about timing some of it and who to choose. And
well, like a spiritual soulmate.
Well, the main thing here is that it feels like to me your intentions are out there for this, of what you're wanting. You know what I mean? Because I feel like you have good intentions about it, and that's a big thing, to just keep that intent going for what you want. And I'm not, right now, I'm not seeing a timeline on it. I'm not getting like a time. I'm just feeling like, keep those good intentions out there, and that's what it naturally attracts. That attraction will come to you when the time is right. And I keep the idea of what the horse is saying to you, and also to free yourself up of any physical or emotional type of feelings and stuff. That also frees yourself up to bringing in the kind of person that you want. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay.
So I just keep seeing the horse's head here. So I'm just going to go ahead and leave you with the horse and go on to someone else.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Lori, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm ready. I was just waiting for my cue.
Okay.
Okay, Bill. First, the card that I pulled, the colors are showing pink and purple. So the purple would represent the spiritual aspect of your question, and the pink would also have a play in this also. So these are pretty strong colors right now for this question that you're wanting to know about your soulmate. But the card that is stating here, it says peer pressure, and it's the flower is the primrose. I don't know if you're familiar with the primrose, but you can look it up later. But what this card is saying, don't let others convince you into a decision. You know in your heart what the right choice is. If this is a new relationship, I would advise to take it slow. And keep that positive outlook. And you know for yourself how it feels, to be around this guy, talk to this guy, if it's all positive, then just take one day at a time with it, enjoy it moment by moment. But if you're getting any signs, any gut feelings, something's not right, then I would back away. I don't know how long you've been seeing this guy. I mean, is it months? Just a few months?
Oh, no. We've been talking on the phone. He lives in another state. And I'm very spiritual, so I really good vibes with him when I communicate with him. And we have our first date at the end of this month. And but I have not felt any negative vibes from him. Very open and honest conversations that we've been having.
Okay, that those are awfully good signs. Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm
very spiritual. And I can really connect, and I tap into my spiritual gifts, and I can really feel that he is a good person. Mm-hmm.
Right. It's not always about a physical attraction.
That's true.
That can be changed. The outside can be changed. You can't change the inside of a person. So, that's the number one important thing in a person is their heart and their well-being, what they have to offer. But, just from your voice and your positivity, it sounds like it's going well. Just take one day at a time and, pray about it. And I feel this is, you have a good chance with this. I really do.
Okay. Thank you.
So, you're welcome. I'll go ahead and turn it over to Sue.
Hi, Del. This is Sue.
Hi, Sue.
I am getting for you a very big transition. So that could be in the positive with this gentleman. You're looking for a spiritual connection, and I feel that it is a very strong spiritual connection. When you have your date with him, remember, like you said, that there was no physical attraction when you first met him. And even though that's not the most important thing in a relationship, it is a very important thing if you want someone to be a partner.
Right.
So be completely open and honest with yourself when you go out on a date with this gentleman. Don't let him try to sway you one way or the other or anybody else. Even if it turns out just to be a fantastic friendship that you can lean on each other spiritually and for support and love in that fashion. But just really be honest with yourself. Is this what I'm looking for? Is this a man that I can spend my life with? And see if the feeling changes about the physical attraction when you're with him on this date.
Okay.
But I do see a very big transition, a big change coming for you. And everything is going exactly how it's supposed to. And there, I just have a feeling. I see like a gift box that's going to open up with a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be a surprise move that you both get together, or it could be a surprise that, yeah, he really isn't the one for me, but he's a great that I'm going to stay in contact with.
Right.
So just really be open and honest with yourself.
Okay.
And move ahead cautiously. Don't jump into anything.
Right.
Okay, and that's what I have for you, Del.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Lynn?
Hi. Hi, Adele. Thank you, Sue.
Hi.
So even though I asked your original question, I got an answer they wanted me to just mention to you, that there's an energy around you from the other side, and it's an aunt or sister energy on your mother's side, and it's either the name K or the initial K. And there's no reason they just want to say hi. So, hi.
Okay.
And the name Ron comes through, Ronnie, or Ron.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get image, and I don't know if this is Ron. This is maybe separate, but I get the image of a dark-haired man in a really, either a really nice suit or almost a military uniform. And it says here, he's not as starchy as he looks. And then the message that comes through, and this is, I believe, a metaphor, although, like, dance anytime, dancing is always good, but it says here, start dancing, then look around to see if they're dancing with you. And and then it says, in this particular relationship you're pursuing, it's very important to be yourself right from the start. And don't pretend to be anything but who you are, and you should be fine. I think I get a nice energy around it, and I really wish you well. That sounds
thank
exciting.
You.
Please call in and let us know how it goes. We always love to hear.
I will. I'll call in next month and let you know how everything
that
is going.
That sounds wonderful. Well, thank you so much,
thank
Del,
you.
And I hope we helped
thank
you a bit tonight.
Yes, you did. Love. Thanks. I appreciate it.
We appreciate your calls. Well, have a lovely evening. And
Okay,
so we were on. Okay, so Jen, we're going on. 2860.
Oops, where? Oh, shoot. I called. Okay.
Oh.
Did I? Hello, are you there? Did I
hello?
Get you? One, two, did I get you?
You did.
Okay. I wasn't supposed to really actually push you, but that's okay. We'll get to 860 right after you.
Sorry. Yeah, my phone. Thank you for picking my phone drop, too. I had to call back in. I didn't think I'd get on. I know.
Okay.
This must be 216, right?
My name is Shannon.
216.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
thank you.
My name is Sharon. I'm calling from Ohio.
Okay.
Ah. All righty. Hi, Sharon from Ohio. Welcome to Enter the Light. So do you have a question tonight?
Well, I want you to just look like the next three, maybe the next 6 months, like what kind of changes you see come in place for me.
All right. Jen, take it away.
Okay.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, here we go. It's just a really cute dog here that I'm seeing first. nice little nose there sticking out, and it's a dog. Okay, let's just go with that. It doesn't matter. They just, you know, I'm sure you never know. They just come through, and that's what I see at the time.
I love dogs. That's for sure.
I do too. Yeah.
I'm a dog lover,
okay.
Big time. But go on.
Are you? Okay.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Let's see. Yeah, I'm seeing a few actually here. Okay. But then it's just consistent too. So they're showing up. It says keep your faith strong no matter what's going on in your life. And it's important for you to volunteer for something purely in the spirit of service and remain determined and resolute even if you face some negativity or disappointment. Show your love and appreciation in creative ways to those closest to you and give your loyalty to those closest to you too. And let's see. You're very loyal to your friends and work situation and community, and you thrive when you're living and working in groups of people. And you're quickest to respond when others need help. And so that is mainly what I'm seeing for you. And this dog is smiling big here. I saw a few dogs. Do you have, what kind of dogs do you have, just out of curiosity?
I don't have one. I had to put mine to sleep a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. I haven't gotten one yet because I'm not home enough. So, yeah.
Okay. But the one is passed. You have one that's passed, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to go ahead and pass it over to Lori.
Okay, hey. Hi, Sharon from Ohio. I'm from Ohio, too.
Oh, what city?
Outside of Columbus, east of Columbus.
Okay.
Yeah, out here in the country, in the sticks. But, okay, the card I pulled for you, it says chakra clearing. I don't know if you've been holding on to anything and you feel unbalanced, like, you're having a hard time with decision making, or things seem cloudy. But this card is saying to clear your chakras, and the color pink is coming through. And this is the lotus flower. And what it's saying here is, by clearing your chakras, you'll give yourself a profound wisdom. So I think this can help you. Get out in nature, near water, ground yourself. Need all help. Still there?
I'm there.
Okay. I guess the noise in the background. I don't know what it is. That's the part I pulled for you. But the color pink is usually represents love. Maybe you're not giving yourself enough credit. But that's what I got for you, and I'm going to turn you over to Sue now.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Sharon. This is Sue.
Hello.
What part of Ohio are you from?
The Cleveland area.
Oh, okay. I have some relatives up in that area. I'm from Ohio also.
Oh.
Southeast
wow.
of Columbus, so not far from Lori.
Okay.
I pulled a couple of cards for you, and the first card that I pulled is for Archangel Haniel, and it's saying trust and follow your renewed passion in your love life and career. So if there's something that you've really, really been passionate about, but you've just kind of been putting it on hold, go for it. Don't hold back anymore. And Archangel Ariel is also coming through and saying, do not hold back right now. It's a perfect time for you to soar. And if you have any doubts whatsoever, release them to the angels. The angels are always there to help us, but they won't move in to help unless we ask them. So if you're fearful of something that you really, really want to do, call on the angels to help you, because now's really the time to move forward and advance in what you've been kind of putting on hold. If it's love life, career, new adventure, whatever it is that you've been thinking about but haven't been doing, it's time to move forward on that full force now. And that's what I'm getting for you, Sharon.
Thank you.
Okay, and Lynn?
Hi, Sharon. Thanks, Sue. I got two images in the initial part of the reading, and what the first one is, it looks like something out of Beaver, Leave It to Beaver, with the white picket fence and the middle-class house, and it's all in grayscale, kind of, you know, sort of as you'd see it in the old 50s TV shows and stuff, and it's all very peaceful and quiet and enclosed. And then it says at the, and then the reading comes in, and what it says is you need to step out of your comfort zone. I think the image of that house represents a maybe over-sheltered point of view, a little bit of fear of stepping past that picket fence, which is just a metaphor, not an actual fence here. And then the quote, and I believe it's by Eleanor Roosevelt, you must do the thing you think you cannot do. And you have what it takes, and then end quote there, you have what it takes, and so stop doubting. It says stop doubting your ability to do that, to come out of your comfort zone. But that's the thing that's going to take you to the next image, which, excuse me, which appears in full color, just like the way the Wizard of Oz opened up onto Munchkin Land. The fence is gone in this vista. The house is set back on a hill, and it's open land, and you like it's going to open up your vistas, is what it's saying here. Your life will suddenly start to have more color, and so just step out of that comfort zone and listen to Eleanor. You must do that thing you think you cannot do, and you can do it. You've got the thing you need to do it. So that's what I have for you, Sharon, and we wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling in, and call in whenever you want and let us know how it's going. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, have a wonderful night.
I'm going to go right over to 860 right now and get her on because I know they've been waiting. Here we go.
Go for
it.
Hello, welcome. I'm sorry to keep you waiting.
It's okay. It's okay. I understand. My name's Amla.
Amla?
Yes. How are you?
Good. How are you? Welcome to
I'm
the show.
I'm doing well. So I have a question. Actually, like the two callers beforehand, I consider myself very spiritual myself, and, you know, enlightenment is definitely a process. Progress. So I am looking for that somebody special, and I feel like they walk through the door. I feel like I walk through the archway. The gates are open. I feel that's what I feel. I've done a lot of cleansing on myself, so I'm wondering what you pick up for that.
Okay. I've got a lot of images for you. Right away I'm seeing an eye. I see an eye for you. So when you were talking about being spiritual and stuff, I can see your eye. I can see eyes, you know, so I feel like you do are looking through your spiritual eyes. And there was and there was a lot of green color here. Very beautiful green. Really, really nice. Yeah. And what I got, I saw a goldfish very clearly for you. Just as clear as day. And that color is so beautiful. So that's the animal I got. And I am just, what I'm going to do is look. That goldfish doesn't show up
in any of my books. So I'm just going to go look it up here because it's such a beautiful totem. I love it. It's transformation of the spirit. And it shows how to bring peace and prosperity to the world. Gold Search will help you look for new opportunities and aiding you in taking advantage of them. Fish in general show you how to swim with the currents of life and how to use your intuition to navigate effectively, aids in to the world of emotions. Subconscious, oh God, that just killed me. Okay, subconscious and other worlds, heightened senses including visions, dreams, and related psychic abilities. So basically it says, the river says it is time to flow, and it could show you how to ride the tide to new adventures. And that is what the goldfish means. And I saw that so clearly, I can't even tell you. It was just like bright orange, and that fish was just right there. So with that, with your beautiful eyes and the green colors, it sounds like you have a good start with what you're doing. And so I'm going to pass it on to Lori.
Thank you for that. That's beautiful images. Yeah.
All right. Yes, it was. It was beautiful to look at.
Okay. Thanks, Jane. Hi, Pamela. The card that I pulled is the laughter card. This is showing the color yellow.
Okay.
And that's a very cheerful color. I mean, I can pick up in your voice that you seem to be a cheerful person, an upbeat person, positive person. I can feel the energy from that. What it's saying here is uplift yourself and those around you through loving laughter. Sometimes that's the best medicine for anybody when somebody's going down, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, for you to be around certain people and bring them up, I mean, that's a gift. That's a very good gift to have. Your question was you're trying to what? Connect with another spiritual partner?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I
see that coming. I don't have a time frame with that.
Okay.
I don't pick that kind of stuff up usually. But I feel if, you know, you call out to the universe and I manifest it, it will happen. I see it happening relatively soon.
Okay.
But, just remain positive, you know, share your laughter with others and, spread that joy around. We all need more joy in this world.
I know.
We do.
And it's just interesting, my path, of course, enlightenment is just, you know, you get it's like the weather. I'm a writer, and I always talk about the weather, and I relate it to enlightenment. It's like, you know, you have a cloudy day. What are you going to do with it? If there's a thunderstorm,
right,
what are you going to do with it? You know, so there's the cheerfulness in me is that it's not been easy for me. I've done so much unlayering, and it's never ending, of course, not otherwise I'd be enlightened all the way, but I've just never felt so fulfilled inside out. I feel so much love inside out because I made this happen for me. I chose love over bitterness no matter what has happened.
It makes a difference. You know, being positive makes a difference over being negative.
Definitely.
Okay. Well, that's basically what I picked up. You know, the yellow, there's a lot of yellow, very cheerful, very cheerful.
Awesome.
So keep it up and, you know, pass it on. Pass it on. It's contagious. And that's, you know, that's what I got for you, and I'll turn you over to Sue now.
Hi, Sue. Thank you.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Good. I'm doing well. Thank you.
I'm picking up lots of different things for you.
Okay.
The first thing that I picked up was the moon cycles.
Okay.
So possibly you'll be meeting a gentleman with the next moon cycle.
Which is when? Do you know when that, like, is that the eclipse, the big one, the 21st?
No, it's going to be after that. I'm not seeing right away, so I'm just seeing moon cycle. So it could be possibly during the next full moon or during a full moon stage.
Okay.
That you're going to be picking him up. But I was also picking up, along with your cheerfulness, continue to nurture your inner child.
Okay. Yeah.
Play.
Okay.
It's something that I have a really hard time with anymore, too. Get out and do things you enjoy and do silly things. If you're outside and it's raining, jump in a puddle.
Okay.
Go out and play in the rain. Whatever it is, nurture your inner child. Keep bringing that up. Look at life through a child's eyes.
Sure.
With all the innocence and the wonder, and move forward with that. Keep that going.
Okay.
And I'm also picking up about a healthy lifestyle. Are you eating healthy, getting enough sleep and exercise, drinking enough water?
Okay. But I think what you said was the last part is drinking enough water. I do yoga 5 times a week. I go to a center. I eat really well. I think I need to drink more. I need to drink more water.
Okay, possibly because I got the healthy lifestyle and either food, water. Do you get enough sleep?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Definitely, I'm doing really well. Yep.
So try to drink more water. Even if you have to put fruit in it, because I know I don't like just drinking plain water, but, you know, throw fruit in there, maybe a little bit of honey with the fruit, just so it's not so bland. Experiment with that, but try to get more water in. But really, really concentrate on your inner child and just laugh.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Yeah.
Have fun. But pay attention to if you meet a man during the next full moon or the full moon after that.
Okay.
And it might be that might be when your relationship is going to start. It's not going to be like, wow, this is the guy and I'm head over heels in love, but you're going to meet somebody and it'll gradually work into that relationship. So just be open for it.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Okay.
Sounds wonderful.
And that's what I have for you, Emma.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you.
And Lynn?
Hi, thanks, Sue. It's funny you were mentioning all that fruit because I got apple images here. And it says first, look twice here. Let go of expectations. Basically, like what they're saying, like with the apples, if you see an apple that's all shiny and bright and looks really good on the outside, it could also be really brown and icky on the inside. You know what I mean? You have to sort of be patient and find out, you know, what kind of apple you're actually getting. So it basically says look twice. Just because, you know, somebody looks really shiny and bright on the outside, like get to know what kind of apple you're biting into. And, you know, if it's brown and icky, I guess, you know, I don't know, make a pie. But no, just be patient. You know, that's the thing. And they also want you to develop your own psychic gifts. Everything you can learn, just keep learning, keep working, because you'll be sharing those gifts as you go, too. So the name,
wow.
And I don't know how to pronounce this, really, it's Lehman, or I spelled it Lehman, but I don't really know if that's a surname, but it comes in with some very aromatic pipe smoke and a grandfather energy. But I don't think related to, I think, a friend of the family, like an uncle-y sort of energy from the other side. But the pipe smoke is quite almost like a wine-scented pipe thing. I can't describe it. It's like those little cigarillo things people used to smoke, and they were dipped in wine, and they had that smell, you know? And also, okay. I'm going to have to ask you to look this up because I don't remember offhand, but it's like number 11 comes up for you. And I'd look that up with Lori or Sue or Jan. Do you have a suggestion of the best? Like Doreen Virtue's got pretty good number stuff, right?
Yeah, Doreen Virtue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or,
There's
it's
also a master number.
Yeah, just look up number 11 for yourself.
Yeah.
And then at the very end, the name Alexander comes through. I don't know if that's crossed or present, but the name Alexander enters into your life in some way. So there you go, and that's what I've got for you. I hope it helps.
Yeah.
And
thank you so much. That's beautiful. You guys are
cool.
All just beautiful. I love all of your images that you expressed to me. And it's interesting when you were talking, one of you was talking about the drinking more water, and the next person with the fruit, with the apples. I saw lemons right away, and it's interesting because, of course, lemons are that bright yellow. So maybe I'll just put some lemons in my water.
Maybe you'll meet a guy who has a fruit market. That would be amazing. You'd always have fresh produce available. That'd be hilarious, you know, if that happened. Do let us know if that happens, okay?
I will. I mean, maybe he has apple trees in his backyard. You never know what's going on.
An orchard.
Yeah, you never know. And and the number 11. I know it's a really cool number, like to be pulling in for you. I love 11. I think it's like an angel number. That's one that DC and Eileen probably know a bit more about. But you're calling to Angel Antics too, everyone. Just you get all kinds of lovely messages with our sister show.
So I appreciate the reading.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. Happy Friday to you all.
Love doing
blessings.
Them for you.
Thank
all
you.
All right.
Many
Lynn,
blessings.
Lynn?
Yes, Sue? Hello?
I just looked up the number 11.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
And it means keep your thoughts positive because your thoughts are manifesting instantly into form.
Beautiful.
Nice. Yeah,
okay.
That's a good one. All
very
right. Good advice for all of us, really, eh? Watch what you think. Because, no, it's true. Like, it does manifest. So if it's, I think you're going to do just fine. And, I think you're going to be happy. But just to be patient and don't bite the first apple that comes along.
Right. And I have that. I think that I've been tested already, to be quite honest, actually a couple weeks ago. And this guy looked great on the outside. And then he made a comment. And the old me would have given him a chance, honestly. And now I'm just like, no. Nope, not
good.
Doing that.
Good for
no,
you.
Good for you.
Yeah,
that's fabulous.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't, good for you. You followed your heart and your soul, and you did the right thing.
Yeah.
So there we go. All right. Well, we're going to move on to the next caller, but as always, do give us a call let us know how it follows up for you.
Totally.
Okay.
So
thank you so much.
I think we're going to go to 917.
Jen.
917, are you there?
Hi. Yeah, this is Nina.
Oh, okay. Nina, welcome to the show. Enter the light.
Thank you. Thanks
Where
for
are you
taking
from?
My call. I'm from New Jersey.
Okay. Awesome. And do you have a question for us?
Yes. I am trying to get someone to supervise me to get licensure, and do you see any? I'm trying to find my way through the system, and I would like to know what you see if HR approves my request for an outside supervisor that I found. Do you see that working out, or is there another way? What I want to know is, will it happen in this place for me, you know?
You're already there? You're trying to move up? And is that what you're trying to find a supervisor job in the place you're at now or in another place?
No, I need a supervisor to get licensure, and it's
okay.
been very challenging to find it so far. And I want someone from the outside, for them to hire someone from the outside so that I can get my hours for supervision. Do you see that happening through HR, my request?
Well, gosh, I can see how intense it is, how this whole situation is so intense for you right now. And what I'm actually seeing fairies right now. I really am. I know it sounds weird, but I'm into fairies. It's almost like I'm seeing pink. They're flying so fast on a bunch of roses and trying to surround you with roses and pink and trying to get you to not get too so worried about it. I feel it, and I'm looking at your eyes too, and I know you're so intent on it. And just what I'm feeling right now is that you're needing to relax a little bit and just have trust that things are going to work out the way it's supposed to work out. And the animal that's coming through right now, which can help give the message here, I'm just seeing so many flowers. That's so neat that you're getting a lot of flowers here. But what I'm getting is a unicorn. Gosh, you're in the fairy land here. There's a lot of, that's interesting. Let's see what the unicorn says. That it doesn't go along with the kind of what you're talking about, but it doesn't really matter. Because maybe that's what you need. Maybe that's the kind of energy that you need is a lot of the fairy energy. So let's see what unicorn says. Because you just never know. But I do feel this strong intensity here, and I bet they're going to tell you to just relax a little bit. It's vital that you pursue any creative or artistic interests that you've suppressed. I knew it. That's probably what you need to do right now to just relax a little bit. And you'll notice more signs and visitations from the nature spirits. That's why I'm seeing all these fairies and all these flowers in the elemental kingdom, such as fairies and sprites. Let go of your worries and responsibilities for a while and just play and have fun. Okay. I know that's not what you've asked, giving you what I'm seeing and what I'm feeling. So just
I like it.
Yeah,
I like it
yeah.
so much.
Oh, good. Okay. Suspend your disbelief and open yourself to perceiving any and all helping spirits from the non-visible world. Of course, the ones that are in the light, and I'm just going to add that. You want light beings. And let's see, you're going to experience a surge in your personal power, so use it wisely. You're highly artistic and a creative person and have to express yourself in a way for your life force so that it doesn't become diminished. And with so much innocence and purity about you, keep retaining that childhood sense of wonder and awe. And it keeps bringing up children in here too, like highly sensitive children with intuitive gifts that you may be around. And you're attuned to Mother Nature and care deeply about your environment, and you work with the fairy realm. I mean, that is just so obvious to me because that's what I'm being shown just so much here. It's really neat. So just keep that in mind about your job. And in general, for me to tell you exactly what's going to happen, I would have to go into meditation a little more. But just for the first part of what I usually get are the animals, that's what I'm seeing for you. So I think that is really neat.
And I'm just going to leave you with that and send you to Lori. And good luck. I love that. I got this. I love the elemental world. I love the fairies and the unicorns. And that's what you got. All of them do.
Yeah, I got that.
All right.
Okay, thanks, Jan. Hi, Nina. The card I pulled is a big red rose. Okay. I'm feeling that you're not feeling that confident right now.
Yeah.
I think you need to just trust more. Things may not go like we hope. Just trust in the universe how this is going to play out. They're eventually going to find, you know, that person, that supervisor, to fill that position that you need. It'll work out. It may not be, you know, exactly what you think, but it'll work out. But I'm just getting, you're not believing in yourself enough. But anyway, it says, this part says, open your heart, which that goes hand in hand with that. It says, your potential for greater love rests in opening your heart. Blockages and wounds from your past will be healed, and you'll be met with the true passion you seek. So what you're seeking goes with, you know, believe something, that something's going to come along and it's going to work out.
So, yeah, because I can't stand working there without my, you know, my needs being met. I just can't. I think I won't like this job anymore in the end. Right now I like it and it's going very well and everything, but if I don't get my needs met, I am not going to stay there.
Right, exactly. And, you know, I mean, you can only do what you can only do, but
I feel like I can do better than that. I think I can do a lot better than what I have right now.
Right,
and, you know what I mean? I'm not going to settle because they're happy with me. I need to be happy with what I'm getting, too.
Exactly. It has to be a balance. Give and take.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I need to know, I need to relax, too. I'm very focused on getting this going.
Yeah, you're worrying too much, and it'll throw you off balance. I don't know if you meditate or pray or what your actions are that you choose.
Yeah, I can work on that.
Learn to breathe, you know, take deep breaths and blow it out. You know, that helps calm me down, and I'm sure it helps calm a lot of people down. You know, we can't control everything. Things happen for a reason. Some things are out of our control, and it's not meant to be. So, and give a little more time. If they're not going to cooperate, move on. There's better things out there.
Exactly. That's what I think.
I think the same thing. I finally found the job I like. It took me 2 years to find it, but I feel appreciated. And
I think they do appreciate me tremendously. I don't have any doubt about that. But, and they are helping me. It's just not
100%.
I don't know what other things they could do. You know, I don't work there as long. I just started, so I don't know, you know, as much as they do about the job place. So I mean, I think they're also limited in there, but I think they're helping me. They're helping me, but you know, it's not a priority, and I understand that. There's other things that have priority, and I met those needs, you know. But
if you haven't been here very long, you know, give it a little more time. Kind of work with it a little bit, pray about it, you know, relax, and see what. You know, in another month or whatever, that's plenty of time. See what happens. If it's not working out, time to move on. And that's what I got for you. So I'm going to turn you over to Sue, okay?
Hi, Nina. This is Sue. What I was picking up is going a lot along with what Lori just said. I'm picking up a lot of self-doubt, that you're putting too much pressure on yourself and too much clutter and confusion in your mind. And you really need to clear out the garbage. Get rid of all the negative thoughts, all the clutter that's taking up the space that could be used for positive energy. But try to get rid of all that. Clear your head space. And call on the angels, call on anything in the divine order to help you get through that. And I'm seeing a ladder and the steps on the ladder. So it could be that this position, being as new as it is and it's not answering all of your needs, is a step. And we can only go up the ladder one step at a time. We have to be patient. And everything comes when it's supposed to come.
And right.
I'm also picking up a lot of the color blue for you. So I looked up what blue means, and the blue is the blue is color of the sky and the sea, and it's often associated with depth and stability. It symbolizes trust, loyalty, wisdom, confidence, intelligence, faith, trust, and heaven. So you really have to look inside yourself and change your way of thinking and bring in more positive and get rid of the garbage. And then once you do that and you're thinking more positive and you're putting out a more positive energy, because right now some of your energy is coming across as negative because you're wanting so much right now. You have to take a step back, take a deep breath, and get rid of all that crap and put out more positive, and then things are going to start falling into place exactly how they're supposed to, and you're going to move up that ladder.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting for you, Nina. And I'll turn you over to Lynn.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Hello, Nina. I pick up your frustration very much here with the image of you feeling very much like you have to sound like a broken record. The image of a broken record comes up. And have you put this request in writing to them?
Of course.
Okay. Okay, so what I have written down here is, you know yourself if you're hammering at a door that won't open. And you have to ask yourself how long you're willing to hammer until you decide that door won't be answered. But you will find another door. And it says here, I can hardly read my own writing, you may be surprised at the outcome of the new path, like the where this other door may lead you. And I don't think it's going to mean quitting your job. I think you need to find another way to get your message through. Whoever you're sending it to, it's kind of, they're not hearing you for some reason. And, you know, if you're, you know, pounding and nobody's paying attention, find that other door, that other way through to get your message through. And I agree very much, too, with Sue about the monkey mind that chatters and chatters and doesn't give us any peace.
I think, like, it's definitely myself that is so frustrated and so worried that it won't happen or that I won't get what I need and that I have to, like, do this stupid job and not grow in my own field and just, like, ugh, you know, I don't want that. And
yeah, well, that's what you don't want to be asking for then. You can never get enough of what you don't want. You must ask for what you want, and And also gratitude, like focus on what is going well, what you've got going for
right.
you. And, yeah, the negative mindset will produce negative results. It's almost like a Newtonian thing, right? So just put out the good vibes and tell yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just manifest by letting it happen in your mind first. You design the outcome, and then you tell the universe, and then let go.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that. Thank you.
Yeah. You'll be blown away, and they say here you may be surprised at the different outcome. So
I
surprise
just think
yourself.
That I always have to go through a struggle to get something that I want. You know, it can never come easy. It has. I have to go through a struggle, and that's like kind of the
old
myth. Thought.
Yeah, somehow you've written the story up to this point with that truth. You need to erase that and rewrite your story and reframe the myth you've written for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's challenging. Yeah. That's
you
what
do
I
it,
want
girl.
To do.
Oh,
I am.
You can do
I
it.
Am already.
Absolutely.
Thank
and
thank
we are
you. I
so
love
happy
everything.
To say that. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, you just take it, you tweak the way you think about it, and you'll be amazed how different the results come.
Oh, it's hard to let go of the struggle. I love
sure
the
it is.
Struggle and the this and the that. I love it. But it's torture.
Oh, honey, you're just a drama queen. Don't worry about it. No, you just get the mindset changed. Yeah, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. It's as you think, so it is, right? So
yes.
Get the thinking in place and you'll be fine. And tame that monkey mind. Don't let the fears take over. And if
right.
you do find the taking over, you do the 6 deep breaths with the 12 count, letting it out. Or find a meditation online just to calm yourself. Find any way to just calm that mind. And
right.
if it starts to scatter, you go, nope, and you put up a stop sign and you stop it every time. And eventually it will tame itself. Okay?
Yes, that's what I'm going to do. I take that.
Yay, all right. That's lovely, Nina. Well, thanks so much for calling in. And we're in our last half hour, so we're going to move on and let us know how it goes.
I just want to say one more thing
to sure.
Nina. Nina, just because it came through so strong when I was seeing what I was seeing, just go out and have some fun and allow yourself to, you know what I mean, and just let it go a little bit and do something creative and artistic and just something outside of the job completely. You know what I mean? And just have to have some fun. You deserve it. You deserve it. And that'll help you it'll help take some of the stress away and the worry. Because I really saw your face tightening up and worrying so much. And I do that too. I do that a lot myself. And once I get out of and go somewhere or just something that's really fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway.
I understand. Get out of it. Yeah. Yeah,
all right,
hopefully I can do that this weekend. Thank you.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
Do some laughing. Laughing is really good.
Thank you.
Alrighty. Okay, so Jan, I think 515 is next. Is that right?
Yep, 515. Here we
Alrighty.
Go.
Alrighty.
Here we go. 515, are you Ta-da. There? Hello? 515? Hi. Welcome to Enter
Hi.
The Light. And what's your name?
Hi. Janine.
Janine?
Yeah, Janine.
Oh, Janine. Okay.
Yes, Janine. Yes.
Where are you from?
Iowa.
Oh, wow. Cool. And can we help you with anything? What do you have a question or?
Yes. I am trying to get clear on what my life purpose is.
Okay. Well, I'm right away, I've got two animals for you, and one of them is a monkey, and another one is a cat. So I'm seeing monkey and cat. And so
So let's just go right over to that and just check out what kind of messages they're giving out. Cat, one thing about cat is the cat always lands on their feet. They always come back and land on their feet, no matter what, whatever, you know, may happen. But the monkey is also agility. So that's probably why they're both here. Balance, intelligence, humor, curiosity, creativity. Thought to be the most cleverest animal in the jungle, and also as a magician who masks its great powers of insight and intelligence. A powerful totem, monkey helps you see where you are going. Bright and quick-witted, you can see a complicated situation from all sides, including the dark and light, and you weigh the possibilities before acting. You communicate well and enjoy having fun. Curious about the world and willing to learn from others. So that's, it's also, you have a special interest in ancient wisdom. And let's just go right over to the cat real fast too, just to see what they're saying about the cat being able to survive and get landing on its feet. Cat is full of mystery, magic, independence, healing, and clairvoyance. Cat reflects your independent nature, a free thinker. You naturally graceful and very sensitive. And you're interested in developing your psychic abilities and practicing the healing arts. If cat crosses your path, look out for new magic coming into your life. Follow your instincts, and cat is also an animal that protects you, especially if faced with confrontation. So basically those two animals are the main ones that I'm seeing here. I'm also seeing a few more. I'm seeing like a bushy-haired dog also. I don't know if you have a dog around or in your area, but there is a dog coming through too. Dogs are just extremely loyal. And I also see a horse. You've got a lot of animals.
I have horses, and I do have dogs. I have three dogs.
Oh, you have three dogs. Okay. And so I think I'm just going to leave you with those animals and send you over to Lori.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Janine. The card I get, to me, I don't know if it makes sense. Hopefully it makes sense to you. But it's saying you are healed. I don't know if you've been struggling some reasons, you know, some things in your life that, you know, cause setbacks, but this card is saying you've been healed. These colors are showing light pink and yellow. And the healing you pray for is on its way. So maybe it's telling you, you know, you're asking the question about your life purpose. Maybe you just need to get your life in balance to figure out exactly, you know, where the universe wants to send you. That's kind of what this card is speaking about to me. If you've had any maybe illnesses or maybe job problems, relationship problems, good to, you know, get back in balance, you know, ground yourself, protect yourself. But yeah, this may, you know, may not make no sense right now. You know, a lot of times our readings, they don't come
It does make sense right away.
Huh?
It does make sense to me.
Okay. Well, yeah, I just like to let people know that, you know, it doesn't make sense always to me, but that, you know, I'm doing the reading. But I like to, you know, bring that forth to people, the readers and listeners. But, okay, so, yeah, just focus on yourself, you know, get back in balance. Just what I'm picking up for some reason. You're just kind of out of balance.
So I'm going to turn you over to Sue now.
Okay.
Hi, Janine. I picked up a couple different things for you as soon as you started talking, and one of them goes right along with what Lori was just saying with balance and with your power. I feel like you've given away some of your power, let other people walk on you and make decisions for you, or you'll go along with what somebody else says just so you don't make waves. And
right.
you really need to take the power back in your life. It's your life. You're in charge of it. Don't let anybody else sway you and what you're thinking and what you're feeling. If it's right for you, it's right for you, and the heck with whatever anybody else thinks. Don't let them control you. You are in control of you. And if somebody is being that overpowering in your life, get rid of them. If you can't talk to them and tell them to back off, get them out of there. It's not worth your physical or spiritual health to allow someone to control you. So take that power back. But as soon as you started talking and asking about your life purpose, I got teacher. Have you ever thought about teaching anything or being a teacher, counselor, anything like that? Maybe something with a hobby that you really, really enjoy doing that you could take out and share with others. But I'm really picking up strongly that you should be teaching.
Yeah, I've kind of had that thought too, but I wasn't really sure. Because, no, I never went to school to be a teacher or anything like that.
If somebody told me a long time ago that I should be a teacher, and I thought, oh, my goodness, I can't be a teacher. But my teacher position ended up being more along the lines with herbs and aromatherapy and crystals and spirituality. That is what my teaching call was for. So look at what it is that you really, really enjoy doing that you can share with others, and that will be your teaching role. But I really think you need to take back your power and get control of your life and then move on and spread your wings and take that leap and be the teacher that you need to be. Even if it's teaching people how to move out of a horrible situation, and there's so many different levels and different areas that you can teach in.
Right. Yeah, you can go a lot of different ways with teaching. I agree.
Absolutely. But that's what I'm picking up for you, Janine. I hope it helped.
Yeah, that did help a lot.
Okay, good. And I'm going to turn you over to Lynn.
Okay.
All right. Okay, hi, Janine. I like that what you were saying about teacher, because I kind of got a similar feeling for that for you. I got an image of a sense, really, that you may have brought a healer energy over from maybe a past existence. I don't know if you buy into the notion of reincarnation, but I get an image of a woman in medieval garb, with those big sleeves and the headdress and whatnot, but not anything fancy, like just a regular plain cloth and whatnot. And I see you as having been a healer of souls, it says here. So a comforter of people who were lost in life and not knowing. And that to me says very much teacher. What you're teaching people is how to help them overcome fear. It says right here on the page, overcome fear. And it says here too, we come from love, we return to love, and we learn, what we are learning is how to, we learn every lifetime for our soul's sake, and we take it back and we bring it to each existence. Time between, my writing is awful here. Torn between learning. Oh, okay, here you go. You will understand by observing the things which repeat in your life, situations and people and things that just keep repeating over and over again. Pay attention. They are bringing you the lessons you need to learn in this life. And, yeah, definitely, I would throw your energy out towards helping others in some sort of capacity. That really resonates. And, teacher, I had it written down at the top there, too, teacher. So, yeah, find your light and shed it out in the world. I think you'll do fine. I hope that helped, Janine. I'm sorry I'm such a crappy writer here. But anyway, yeah, just look for those repeating patterns and people and situations and just really observe them and see what that's trying to teach you, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome, Janine. We're just going to move along quickly and try and squeeze in one more call. So
should we do one more?
Yeah, it's 773.
We have barely enough time. Should we do it anyway?
Well, how short is your poem?
It's really short. It's really, really short.
Do it now, and then we'll see what we can do.
So do what? Share the poem and then...
Read your poem, because I want to make sure we get it.
Okay, it's a silly, kind of silly poem, and I read it one time when things were messing up on, so I don't know if they really ever got it. It's just silly. It's called So Spacey Kissed. So flirty, so glitter, the universe on Facebook and Twitter. So purple, so swirly too, the dimensions, so curly Q, so cosmic, twinkle abyss, the stars and universe, so spacey kissed.
That's so beautiful. Oh my goodness. Well, yeah, I'm going
to
be doing some illustrations for some of Jan's poems. I'm looking forward to that, see what kind of images we get. I'm going to let Spirit paint them, and we should get some pretty interesting stuff.
That'll be fun.
I can't wait. What I'm going to suggest for our next caller, I think we're just out of time. So 773, you call us next week, and I will look for your number. I've got it written down, and we'll make sure you get on first, okay? So please call us back next week. So why don't we just run around the table here and see if anyone has any parting words or anything to say. Do you want to go first, Lori?
Yeah, I will. I just want to give a big shout-out and thanks to everybody called in. And hope things work out. I mean, we get messages. We just are the messengers here. And just, you know, write things down if you call in. Things that may not come to you just at the moment, but they will come later. We get these through spirit. And we wish everybody well. And, you know, get outside and watch the meteors tonight if you can. And I'll pass it over.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Sue, any parting words?
I would like to thank everybody again for calling in and listening to the show. It means so much to us. You can contact all of us on Facebook. And again, get out, like Lori said, enjoy the meteor shower. Take advantage of this time when the universe has so much power and energy to offer us. And we hope to hear from you all again real soon.
Next week.
Yeah.
Hey, Jen, any parting words?
Oh, I just want to say I'm so sorry to 773. I know you waited for so long, and there's a few more in the queue that have waited long, and we will get to you next week. Please call back, and we will definitely get to you, okay? And thanks for waiting. Thank you, everybody, for a beautiful show, too. We had a great show.
Well, thanks, all, and don't forget to join us next week and enter the light once again with Jan, Sue, Lynn, Lori.
Good night.
Good night.